So, you're home. Long day, huh? But you're so tired. Where were you? At Walmart, huh? That's funny, 'cause I thought you said you were gonna hang out with the boys. Oh, they were all busy, were they? Yeah, you know, I was at the mall today, you know, like always, but I was feeling adventurous. So, I thought it'd be a good idea to wander a little bit. And by wander, I mean I ran into one of your little friends and I forced him to tell me where you were. But, what's this? He didn't know. What a surprise. Let me finish. You see, I was so confused. And imagine my shock when I just happened to walk about and saw you chatting with someone. And not just someone either. A woman. And you were real friendly with her. Should have seen my face. I bet I looked real dumb standing out there like an idiot watching my boyfriend, the one who was hanging with the boys, smiling and chatting it up with another woman. So, do you want to tell me what that was? Oh, so now you've got something to say. Now that I'm right here, now that I saw it, you've suddenly got all these explanations. Save it. I don't believe you. Well, I'm listening. Explain it. A friend who sells jewelry? And makeup too? That's what you're going with. Wow. Bold choice, babe. Honestly, I think that's the greatest explanation I've ever gotten from a boyfriend. So, what? You got a secret hobby I should know about? Decided to pick up a bracelet collecting thing? And you expect me to believe you went to a friend rather than to a store? You know how much I love shopping, and you didn't even think to bring me? You are brave for even thinking of such a stupid lie. Why are you smiling like that? I'm pissed right now. You bought something. What? What's in the bag? Hopefully a better excuse than whatever... Wait, you were getting me a gift? As if, it's not even my birthday soon, so... For our anniversary next week. So that's why you're But why'd you go to a friend then, huh? You could have just bought from a store. She does custom jewelry, so you commissioned her for something special. Oh my god. Ugh. You are so... Ugh! You know what? No. I refuse to let you have this. I swear, you do this on purpose. You let me get all worked up, let me storm around the house, let me look like an absolute lunatic, just so you can drop something sickeningly sweet on me and make me feel like a total brat. No, so that's why you were lying. You said you're with the boys because that's the only time I won't throw a tantrum wanting to come with you. But, I don't throw tantrums. I just strongly suggest you take me wherever you go. And that's not a big deal. Whatever. I guess maybe you weren't being as suspicious as I thought. Maybe. Doesn't mean you're off the hook, though. I had good reason to doubt this time. I'm gonna sit on the sofa, and I expect you to console me. You're so warm. You did get me something good, though, right? I mean, if I'm gonna feel this bad, it better be something really nice. Can I see it? Fine, fine, I'll wait for our anniversary. Unlike you, I had already gotten your present, and I didn't have to go buy it from a guy friend. Yes, I'm still gonna give you a hard time. So, more cuddles. You know, I might have, maybe, reacted a teeny tiny little bit too strongly. Just maybe. I'm cute when I'm mad. Shut up. And don't think this means you're forgiven just yet. I'm still, like, at least 50% mad. So, you should probably hold me tighter. Just so I can really be sure that you're not going to run off and lie to me again. Better. But it'd be even better if you stroked my hair. Well? What, I have to spell it out? You're lucky I'm even giving you a chance to redeem yourself. See? That's what I'm talking about. You should be doing this all the time, you know. It'd stop me from getting mad in the first place. You're not allowed to laugh at me, by the way. I was worried. I know you're not dumb enough to cheat on me. You're so kind and nice, and whenever you talk to me or look at me, I feel lighter, and I love being around you, and you never do anything to hurt me, but my heart is, like, kind of dumb. It gets all stupid and anxious, and then I have to deal with it freaking out, and it's so annoying. So, obviously it's your fault. And now you have to fix it. Keep playing with my hair. And, I don't know, maybe kiss my forehead or something. You didn't make me suffer, you know? That was nice. But I think I need more proof. I mean, it wasn't bad proof, but I'm still not 100% convinced. Maybe you should kiss me. For real, this time. What's wrong? You did say you love me, right? Then prove it. Mm. Use your tongue more. Please. Thank you. Who said you could put your hands on my ass? It does feel nice. Fine. I'll allow it. I'm not getting turned on. Just a bit warmer. We're close, after all. You're kissing my neck. Okay, maybe I can make things up to you. Not because I feel bad about what happened, but because I guess sometimes I should let you have your way. I said it's not because I feel bad. You're rubbing my pussy through my pants. Oh my god. Right there. Hey, I'm the one that's supposed to be making it up to you, so shouldn't I be the one? What? You want to taste me? Because you feel bad, so you want to service me? Stop being a good boyfriend and let me be mad at you. No, I won't just lay down and let you. Okay, fine. Just lift my legs up and pull off my pants. So what if I'm wet? You got a problem with that? Well, you gonna do it? Lick that clit. Suck that clit too. It feels so fucking good. Oh, my tits feel lonely. You should touch them too. Please, baby. Just like that. Take your fingers and roll them around my nipples. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, this was totally worth it. No, I didn't say that I wasn't mad anymore. Still got a ways to go. Oh, fuck. I can't take it anymore. I need you to fuck me, okay? Take your pants off. Come on, please don't leave me hanging. Please. I was so angry the whole day, so you better fuck all of my worries away. I don't want to think about anything else except me and your arms and you fucking me with your fat fucking cock. Fuck me into the sofa, baby. I want you to pump as hard as fast as you can. Do it. Oh, fuck, yes. It's so deep. Fuck. Say you'll never, ever make me worry like that again. Please, please. God, fuck. Yes. Feels so good. So good. You're getting close. No, no. Oh my god. Come to me, baby. Come to me. Just do it. Come, come, come. I'm coming. I love you. I love you. I love you. Go. You came so much. Fuck. Sit down. Let me clean your cock up. Don't get me wrong. I just want to make sure that there's no mess on the sofa. Okay. I think that's pretty good proof that you love me. But I think you need to cuddle me for another hour so I can be really, really sure. Please? We can watch that TV show you really wanted to show me. Yeah, really. You're so warm, babe. Yeah. I love you too.